It's good to be back. And I really do. I'm here because of your prayers. I mean, I've always been conscious of how important prayer is in our life, but your prayers over these past 3 months have been such a source of encouragement and strength and help to me that that's why I'm here, only because of your love and your prayers. And as we begin today, is anybody here that's come from out of town and are here for the convention? If you are, would you please stand? Yes, you are. This past week, I have experienced the readings of the Word of God today through Father Mark. He made sure that my room was next to his, and he took care of me all week. He made sure my bed was made and made sure I had air conditioning and got my right food. So thank you, Mark. I received his hospitality. And during this past week, we've been, as priests, we've been called to enter into the world of contemplation and quiet and peace. And so as we begin this week, it's rather significant that all the readings of Scripture are in regard to hospitality and also of responding to hospitality in the way that Abraham and Sarah do. In fact, one of the commentaries on that first reading of Abraham welcoming these three strangers, it was fine until after they were well taken care of, and the one said, "Well, we'll tell Sarah that we'll be back this time next year, and she will be with child." Now, you're speaking about a 75-year-old woman, so she let out a holler and a scream and said, "Oh, yeah." But it happened, didn't it? So it's that whole idea of trusting. And the hallmark of St. Malachy's Parish has been and continues to be hospitality. And that's why we have our side door every day, morning and afternoon, Monday nights, shower program. All these are signs of hospitality. And in the gospel, at times, poor Martha gets kind of a bad rap in a way, because she's doing the things that most of you women know. When a lot of people are coming to the house, someone's got to prepare the meal. And so if we all just sit around and be quiet, there's not going to be too much on the table. So it's not to demean anything here, except that it calls all of us to be people of contemplation and people of action. But that contemplation is so important. Our Mass this morning is for the convention. And my hope and my prayer is that this week will go down in history, not only for this country, but for the world, of a peace and a joy that people can find in the city of Cleveland, despite all the other things that happen. And that will happen if when you have your coffee clutches or whatever it is, sometime every day this week, just step away from the TV, step away even from the newspapers, and just have maybe 15 minutes of complete solitude and quiet with no interruptions, and let some of the other stuff just go. Because we can pray for that this week will go well. And we have people in this parish that are there in security forces. They are there behind the scenes. We have a number of people in this parish that will be there all week. So it's a time of a lot of things going to be said. But to find your place of quiet and solitude and just sit in the presence of God, as did Abraham. If you notice, everything here in these readings, the first thing that's so important, Abraham was resting in the front of his, in the front of his tent, but he was resting. He was prayerful. He was in peace. And then the strangers came. And then out of that restfulness, out of that prayerfulness, he responded together with Sarah, together with their servants. And the same is true today. Paul is saying, I am here to lift up the afflictions and the sufferings of God's people. There's a lot of people suffering right now in our country, especially in light of what just happened in France. And all over, there's so much suffering, so much pain. And what do we do with all that? Well, the most important thing is take it into quiet prayer. don't get too distracted and too caught up in everything, but find your place of contemplation like Mary did. She has chosen the better part. So may God give us all this week that grace, you know, to experience that. And I remember years ago, myself and Sister Maggie, we were in the hollers of Kentucky, and these poor people received us, and we hadn't water. They shared with us their water. They shared with us everything they had. And then finally, when we had to leave, that final Last Supper, they took us into their little house, Bruce, Betty, and their children. And they put on a wonderful meal for us. And when I was washing the dishes afterwards, I noticed all the cupboards were completely bare. They gave us every bit of food they had and sent us on our way. And so we ask God today for that grace, that generosity, that we are people that take time to contemplate the presence of God in our hearts. And let that heart and that love be what pumps and flows. Because it's so true. Just think about this. But every human being on the face of this earth has a heart with which to love. With which to love. And if they would use that heart to love, there would be a massive transformation in our world. So that's what we pray for today. We begin with ourselves. We receive the word of God today, telling us to be contemplative, quiet, prayerful. And we are nourished with his precious body and blood. And so as we leave here today, we are those witnesses there to ease the afflictions and sufferings of people. But let your heart be what touches you and others.